Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. A parliamentary committee examining youth justice issues has been dissolved after failing to agree on an interim report. The Youth Justice Reform Select Committee was disbanded after a motion was moved in State Parliament last night, roughly 8 months after the group's establishment was announced. Independent MP Sandy Bolton says her position as chair of the committee had become untenable.
Even though there was consensus within the committee that Queensland's youth justice system is not meeting the community's expectations, members' views on how best to address these have proved polarising.
Bundaberg locals will get the chance to weigh in at next Monday's Supermarket Pricing Select Committee public hearing. It comes as some concerns were raised over whether public hearings would only be held in Brisbane. Member for Bundaberg and committee chair Tom Smith says gaining an understanding of what all Queenslanders think and feel is one of the committee's top priorities.
The supermarket pricing is affecting our farmers at the gate, and it's also affecting our mums, our dads, our pensioners and everyday Queenslanders at the checkout. So it's always our intention to go out there to regional Queensland, listen to regional Queenslanders. It's one of my passions. I represent a regional electorate.
Nearly three quarters of Queenslanders want to see our state's protected areas doubled by 2030. That's according to polling from the Protect Beautiful Queensland Alliance. It coincides with yesterday's announcement that the state government has acquired Vergemont Cattle Station. National Parks Association Queensland CEO Chris Thomas says the amount of protected land is growing.
I think Queenslanders have just realised what we have and that we want more of it. And the government's really stepping up to the plate and saying, OK, if you want more, we're going to buy more. I think it's just a great time to be in Queensland.
And finally, Parks and Wildlife Rangers are working to identify a dingo that's bitten a child on Gari. At about 1 p.m. yesterday, paramedics assisted a kid who was attacked by a collared dingo near Eli Creek. Patrols have been boosted in the area and visitors to the island are being reminded to remain vigilant.